Finding more destinations for beef livers is a top priority for the U.S. beef industry. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Dan Hallstrom, Senior Vice President for Marketing, explains why this is an important initiative for maximizing carcass value.
We're disproportionately focused on Egypt. That's a good thing that Egypt's such a big buyer of livers, but we really need to diversify the customer base on livers and some of the other offals. And part of the reason it's become such an issue is that when we lost access to Russia, as did a lot of our other competitors around the world 3 years ago, that was one of the big destinations for livers in addition to Egypt. So it doesn't look like we're going to regain access to Russia anytime soon. So this is definitely an opportunity to work on a lot of these other emerging regions. You know, Mexico has been taking more and more of the offals. We're doing a lot of work in the Central South America region. Places like Peru are growing, and Africa.
One of the companies that is a major mover of beef livers is Marasco, which has had great success exporting beef variety meat to the Middle East. We caught up with Marasco President Sammy Risk in Panama, where he was exhibiting U.S. beef liver as a street food item.
We started in the 1970s shipping variety meats to Egypt. And livers became a very, very popular item, and it's now a very popular street food, making liver sandwiches like these, sort of like the hot dog cart in the U.S. or New York City or other major cities. In Egypt, it's liver carts. There are tens of thousands of them around the country, and today Egypt consumes more than 200 million pounds of livers a year. So we're taking the concept that was developed in Egypt. And when I introduce it to other markets in Latin America, we believe that there are similar tastes in terms of palate, and we believe that this has potential in Central South America. And we hope that with some follow-up, we'll be able to make a difference and get into some new markets.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.